This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's unbelievable. I feel just great. I had a wonderful life my whole career. I had a bicycle accident in 2017 that caused me to have to be in a wheelchair, and other than that, I'm fine.
A bicycle accident in 2017, like I haven't ridden a bicycle since 2017, so yeah, what do you think is the key to you coming along this far?
I think the Lord Jesus Christ has just kept me as well as I am. God is good, and I've had a wonderful life, and I feel good at 100.
Yeah, I saw your picture. I thought, who did you fly for?
I flew for Braniff International until they went bankrupt in 1982. After 33 years with Braniff, I was out of a job. So I finished up with a little company that had 11 Boeing 747s. They only had one scheduled service, New York Kennedy to Tel Aviv, but they were basically a charter company. And so we flew charters all over the world. So that's how I finished up the other 3 years.
Did you fly in the service also before?
Yes.
Okay. What time frame where did you fly?
From 1943 to 1945.
Okay. Yeah, so during World War II?
Yes.
Where were you?
I was in the training command the whole time that I was in the Army. So I was stateside the whole time, training other pilots. I'm originally from Des Moines. And I went back there when I got out of the service. I worked for a company called Iowa Airplane Company. We had a flight school there in Des Moines. And we had one in Ames. We had a contract for training pilots at the college, Iowa State. So I worked on the program at Ames, and then I worked on the program at Des Moines.
What brought you to Texas?
My job.
Oh, for Brent, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, advice for people who say, I want to be 100 years old one day. What would you tell them?
Oh, I would say that's a gift from God. There isn't any key to it. I was just blessed with it.
What's your average day like?
I get up in the morning and I have breakfast with about 20 other guys in a long table. And we talk about politics, current events, experiences we had, and just a lot of fun. After I get breakfast, I play bridge 3 days a week. Other than that, I have a lot of things that I do on my computer. I'm constantly busy with that. I do a fair amount of texting and emailing, and trying to learn things that I'm interested in. Oh, I have 10 grandchildren, and I have 20 great-grandchildren, and more on the way. So I've been blessed with family.
So for the next 100 years, you still got more and more kids coming. So,
yes. We've always joked about Cinco de Mayo on the 5th of May, which is my birthday, that all of Mexico celebrates my birthday.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, we got to run a business and we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because I think most of us, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.